Torah Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
You know, the beginning of this year, I started out with a sermon. Why do you come here every Sunday? It's not like you come here because you're hungry and we have the best continental breakfast downstairs, or the coffee, the juice, or the milk is just tremendous. That's not why you come here. You come here for the message, and I hope you have figured that out by now, that in this whole year, this is the reason why you come. It's not for the messenger, because Lord knows you guys don't come to see me or our pastor. It's always about the message, what God has to say. You know, and right now, as we set our focus on a few more days, a time when we all get together and we have fun, family, food, games. And as the clock draws closer and closer to midnight, we get excited. A new year is coming. You know, and as the clock reaches midnight and everything, and everybody looks around and they're wishing each other Happy New Year's, and the fireworks are going off everywhere, and from large cities, confetti falls from tall buildings. All of this is a sign that it's a new year. Now, there's something special in that phrase, Happy New Year. It's one word, and that's the word new. That means that you get a chance to do over. You get a makeover. You get a chance to do it again. All of your failures that you have had in this past year, you get to do it over again. God has given you another chance. You know, in golf, it's called a mulligan. It's a second chance. Many years ago when I worked over at the Hilton, every Monday, two of my friends and I would go and we'd play golf every Monday. And there's this one hole that we were playing, and it's called a dogleg left. And for those of us that play golf, what it means is that the course goes this way, and then all of a sudden it makes a left-hand turn, right? Not a shot that I can hit. But if you're good, you know, you can just drive it right down the fairway, and your ball will come back this way. That's how the pros do it, rookies like me. There's a tree line on your left-hand side, and what you want to do is you want to just go right over the top of the tree line and then look under the branches to see where your ball is. Well, my friend Mike gets up there. My friend Walter and I are sitting on a log that is right over here. And he turns and he squares up and he swings and he hits the ball. And as he's looking under the tree branches, he's looking. And Walter and I are on the ground, we're laughing, hysterically laughing. And he looks over at us. He says, "Did y'all see my ball?" And we're laughing so much we can't even answer him. So he looks at us like this, and he says, "Where did it go? Did y'all see it?" And we said, "Yeah, it's behind you." Because you see, what happened was, there was a tree about 30 to 35 feet in front of him, and as he swung, his ball hit the tree, and it was coming back toward Walter and I. That's the reason why we were truly on the ground laughing, because we had to duck so we don't get hit by this golf ball. And his golf ball actually rolled right past him. Mike looked back and he saw his ball. He just lowered his head and he started laughing with us, you know. And then he squared up, put another ball down. He got a mulligan. He got a do-over. He got a chance to get it right the second time. And this is where we are right now. January 1st, you get a do-over. Every year is the same thing. You get a chance to make it right. Here's one simple question. Lucito mentioned it earlier. New Year's resolution. How many of you all make a New Year's resolution? I'm going to hide my hand because I don't. You see, there's nothing wrong with making a New Year's resolution. You know, the problem is keeping it. Now, you know, so many people can say, "Hey, man, you know, every year I do it and every year I'm very successful at it." But we're going to fast forward 3 weeks. 3 weeks from January 1st. And my question to you would be, how's that New Year's resolution going? How many of us would say, I'm doing very well, doing great. How many of us would say, I gave up after day 5. You see, these things are easy to make. Everybody can make a New Year's resolution. It's like they say in the Seinfeld episodes. You can make the reservations, but can you keep the reservation? See, you can make that resolution, but can you keep it? That's the one reason why I don't make them, because I don't even think I'd make it to January 5th, to be honest with you. But, you see, I don't have a magical answer that'll help you get through a successful New Year's resolution, a successful year. I don't know what to tell you. But there's one simple word that you need to not use in 2020. It's a very small word. And it's the word can't. And if you are willing to strike that word from your vocabulary, your chances of success in 2020 is tremendous. The word can't. We use it all the time. We say, I can't lose weight. I just can't seem to save money. I try and I try and I try, but I don't have time to read the Bible. After what he or she did to me, there's no way I can't forgive them. No matter how hard I try, I can't change. The word can't is probably the most destructive word in the English language. It destroys motivation. It takes away responsibility. It denies reality. When you say you can't, especially when it refers to life's problem, what you're really doing is giving up. You're walking off the field, turning in your uniform. You're walking away without even giving it a fighting chance. It's also said that it's not even worth it. Suppose I can tell you that there's a guarantee. You can for sure in 2020 do all that you want to do. What a great year 2020 would be. Now, the goal of this sermon is to convince you that you can. I believe that you can do everything God intended you to do in 2020. No matter how hard, no matter how difficult, no matter how impossible things may seem. If God wants you to do it in 2020, you can. Many people know this one scripture by heart. We've learned it many years ago. And it's Philippians 4:13. Look at what it says right here. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Your Bible may read it a different way. There's many different versions of Philippians 4:13, depending on which one you use. But it's a verse of unlimited possibilities. The problem with this sermon is, how do I say it in a way that it will impact your life? Unfortunately, this verse is so well known that many of us take it for granted. For many of us, Philippians 4:13 is an old friend. We've memorized it years ago. We use it when times get tough. We even have placards on our wall in our house that rephrases this verse. The downside of having heard and used this verse so many years is that it's lost its power to challenge us, to encourage us, to convict us. Here's a question. The Bible says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The question is, all things? Can you really do all things through Christ? Is it just wishful thinking or just another piece of hopeful propaganda? All things. That's the question. Most people would say something, yeah, I can do that. But all things? Nah, not me. But the Bible clearly said, and it was up there, that you can do all things through Jesus Christ. Now, is just a verse that you can build a real-time, everyday life on? Or is this just a bunch of mumble-jumble? You can do, in 2020, all things. I'm going to give you four answers to a question. Along with each answer, I will give you a principle to think about. These four answers and the principles put together is what is called the I Can Christianity. Here's number one. You can if you want to. You can if you want to. That is the principle of personal desire. Before you can, you must want to. In order to achieve it, you must have a desire. In order to accomplish a goal in 2020, you must decide what it is that you really and truly want to do. There's an important lesson here for us to learn. is the fact that we really usually get what we go after. If we really want something with all of our heart and we put all of our strength and might and attention into it, you can do whatever it is that you are trying to achieve. If you want it bad enough, you have a fighting chance. But if you really don't care about it, it probably won't happen. So many of us say that we want to do something, but we really don't. Now, I'm not a counselor. That would be my wife and our pastor. But I believe that if you got a problem, you'll probably get better faster if you stop saying can't and start saying the word won't. Let's be real. When we say, I can't lose weight, what we're really saying is, I really don't want to lose weight. When we say, I can't save money, what we're saying is, I don't have the courage to save money. I don't have the time. When we say that I can't forgive, what we're really saying is, I don't want to forgive. So stop saying the word can't and use the word won't, and you'll be real. You also said, I can't find time to read the Bible. What we are really saying is, I don't want to read the Bible. That's the sad situation. For most of all, the word can't is just a convenient excuse. Is it possible for you to do all things in 2020? First of all, you must want to. That's step number one, the principle of personal desire. Here's number two. You can if God wants you to. That's the principle of the divine direction. It's important for us to know that the second answer is clearly stated in Scripture. I can do all things through Christ. This verse is not a blank check. It's not as if the Apostle Paul was saying, I can do anything that I can dream of. No, when you read the text, Paul is speaking about the challenging and difficult circumstances of life. In that same scripture in chapter 11, he said, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. Chapter 12, verse 12 is kind of paraphrased like this. Sometime I have plenty to eat. Sometime I have nothing. Sometime I have a place to sleep. Sometime I don't. Sometime I have a roof over my head. Sometime I can't find one. Sometime I have money in the bank. Sometime I'm flat broke. I've learned to be content with whatever the situation in my life is. Verse 13 tells us that through the power of Jesus Christ, we can face everything that comes our way. If it's good, we can enjoy it. If it's not so good, we can deal with it. Why? Because we have the access of an everlasting strength in Jesus Christ. Let me put this teacher in one sentence. Through Jesus Christ, you can do everything that he wants you to do in 2020. You can face everything that he wants you to face. You can fight every battle that he wants you to fight. You can obey every commandment there is. You can endure every trial. You can overcome every temptation through Jesus Christ. Now, I know this time of year, we don't like to hear about a story about the Alabama Crimson Tide. But in 1992, the Crimson Tide won the national championship under Coach Gene Stallings. And you see, Gene Stallings was a believer. He believed in Jesus Christ. And if you were watching that game, you would have seen something miraculous. You would have seen a shot of his wife and his 30-year-old son sitting in the stand. And he said, what's so miraculous about that? We see John Mark Stallings, Johnny Stallings, was born with Down syndrome, a chromosomal disorder that prevents full mental development. And the doctor said that he would never live to see the age of 10. Back in those days, they didn't even want to treat children with Down syndrome. When they were sick, they just ignored them. So it was said that he would never reach adulthood. But yet on that one fateful day, at the age of 30 years old, there he was. Now you see, in 1992, after Coach Stallings had won the national championship, he was talking to some of the reporters, and he said, you know, I've lost many a games. And I'd come home, and I'd say, Johnny, we lost. And he'd just look at me and he'd smile and say, that's okay, Pop. You'll get them next time. You see, that sure put the perspective of winning and losing football games. But after winning the national championship, he was talking to the reporters, and then he said these words: "What seemed to be the worst thing to ever happen in my life has become the greatest thing that has ever happened to me." You see, you can face whatever life throws at you through the power of Jesus Christ. Gene Stallings is living proof of that. He retired from football in 1997, and it is said that after he retired from football, his son cried because he loved being around the campus of Alabama. It is said that when he was there, nothing made him happier. You see, John Mark Starling, Johnny Stallings, died on August 2nd, 2008, at the age of 46 years old. This was the person that they said would never live to see adulthood or the age of 10. Let me share a simple phrase with you. If God is in it, you can do it. That's putting the icing on the cake. If God is in your difficulties, you can face it. If God is somehow in your failures, you will overcome it. If God is in your dreams will come to pass. If God is in your goals, you can achieve it, every single one of them. If God is in your prayer, he will not only hear them, he will also answer them. So here's your statement. Can you really do all things in 2020? Number three. You can if you rely on Jesus Christ. This is the principle of divine enablement. We come to the heart of this verse. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. Let's focus on a minute on just the last few words. In the last few words, it says, through Christ who strengthens me. And the words itself, when it's translated, it says, to pour something into. You know, it's like taking a pitcher of water, of milk and pouring that milk into that pitcher. It's like having a coffee cup and pouring coffee into it. It's an outside source being poured into something. And that's what Jesus does with us when we come to him. He takes his strength. He pours himself into us. You see, all things are done because of him. This is what makes Philippians 4:13 totally different from things like positive thinking. In positive thinking, it is said, if you can dream it, you can do it. Well, let's see how far that one gets you. Those techniques may be useful, and in effect, they may help you to a limited degree. But after all, if that's all you have, you still don't have anything that will impact your heart. You may wake up every day and say to yourself, in every day, every way, I'm getting better and better. That's a nice thought. And if it helps you, okay. But that's a far cry from the truth contained in this verse. How far will positive things get you when you lose your job? What about when you come home and your spouse has left? What about when you look in your bank account and it's wiped out? How far will it get you when you come home and your child has run away from home? Where's your hope for life? What are you going to cling to then? How will you find the strength to go on? Where is the anchor of your soul? You see, it takes more than positive thinking. You got to have Jesus Christ on the inside. Are we believers, children of God, better than others? Are we stronger? No. Are we spared the problems of life? No. Are we tougher than everybody else? I don't think so. Does God give us a free pass that what happens to them doesn't happen to us? No. Bad things happen to good people too. Always remember that. Do we suffer? Of course. Do we have heartaches? Yeah. Do we face troubles? If you don't, praise God. But yes, we do. Do we get sick? Is there death in our family? All that everyone else suffers, we suffer too. We're no different. We're no different than those people that are not sitting in this church or any other church right now. We all go through the same things. What makes the difference? Only one thing, and that is Jesus Christ within us. We have the power of Jesus in us, and that makes all the difference in the world. Now ask yourself, is that enough? Is Jesus enough? Is he enough for all the problems in your life? Is this broken body enough? Was the shedding of his blood enough for you? What about his prayer intercession? He's up in heaven right now, the person between us and God interceding for us. Is that enough? And the answer to that is yes, yes, and 1,000 times yes. See, the saints have testified that Jesus Christ is enough. And if you read your Bible, you'll find that out yourself. You can do all things in 2020 if you rely on Jesus. Not on your own strength, not in your own power, not on your own wisdom, not on your own ability to figure things out. But if we say, Lord Jesus, in this year, I rely on you, then and only then can you do all things through Jesus Christ. You can, if you start today. Start today and don't look back. You see, this is the principle of personal choice. One question, which way are you going? We're going into 2020, but which way are you going? Are you going to take 2019 and you're going to drag it back into 2020 with you? Or are you going to take 2019, wrap it up in a box, put it under the tree for somebody else to grab next year as a Christmas gift? See, all of that depends on you. You decide what's going to happen to you this upcoming year. You can sit there and focus on 2020 and think about how great or how horrible of a year it was. That all depends on you. See, but God has given you a new chance, a start over, a do-over, a makeover, a mulligan. You get another chance. But all of this depends on you. Your attitude, your desires, your choice. 2019, wrap it up. It's gone. You can't change it even if you wanted to. You can't go back to April and say, oh my God, I could have done this better. You can't go back to August and say, hey, next August I'm going to do this. It's already happened. You can't change it. No matter how much you would want to, how many times you would try to do it better, you can't. It's done. But you can look forward to 2020. You can't say, Lord, you know what? Things have to change. I don't want to make the same mistakes I made in 2019. I want to make 2020 better. And it begins with him. That's where it all starts, with him. You see, you can in 2020. Here are four principles you need to remember. There's a principle of personal desire. You must want to. There's a principle of divine direction. Got to have some guidance. Divine enablement. And personal choice. These are the four that you will notice, that you have to take note of. Notice that the first one is personal. So it's your personal desire. The next two are divine. Divine direction and divine enablement. God has to be there. And then the last one is also personal. Your choice. See, it's a perfect balance here. Two of them depends on you. And the two other ones depend on God. When we think about this passage, it comes down to four key words. I can through Christ. Let me make that clearer for you. I'm not saying that I can do all things, because that would be someone who is bragging. I'm not saying that I can do some things, because that would be the word of a doubter. But what I am saying is that I can through Jesus Christ, and these are the words of a believer. I can because of him. See, you can do everything in 2020 that God wants you to do. You can fulfill his will in your life. You can obey every command that he has. You can endure every trial that is put before you. You can endure every temptation that is placed before you. Everything that God wants you to do in 2020, you can do, but only through Jesus Christ. There is one word that you ought not to say in 2020. And it's that little word of I can't. Maybe we can take that, write it down on a piece of paper and stick it on our dashboard. And every day look at it and remind ourselves not to use that word. It's a story about a train. It's called A Little Engine That Could. And you see, there were some kids that lived on the other side of the mountain, and they were waiting on this train load of toys to come. And as the engineer pulled into the last city before the high mountain, the train broke. And the engineer said to himself, "What do I do? How do I get these load of toys over to the kids on the other side?" So he went around the rail yard, and he's asking for help. And this nice, shiny locomotive says, "Not me. I only pull passenger trains." And this big locomotive says, "Don't even think about it. I don't want to be bothered with a load of toys." One by one, each one of the engines turned it down. Then all of a sudden, from the back, a little voice says, "I'll do it. I'll do it." And everybody turned around and says, "But you're too small." He says, "I'll do it. I'm willing to try. I'll take the train load of toys over the mountain to the kids, boys and girls on the other side." Decided to give him a try. So they hooked the little engine up to the train. And as he left the rail yard, he's thinking to himself, as he's building up his speed to go up the mountain, he's looking up ahead and he says, I think I can. And he goes a little bit faster and he says it a little bit faster, I think I can. And as he's going halfway up the mountain, he's saying to himself, I think I can. And with every ounce of strength, he's pulling that load of train of toys and he reaches the crest. And as he goes over on the other side, the kids below can see the train coming. And they start to dance and cheer and clap and laughing because they can see the train. They know the toys are coming. And as the train goes down the side of the mountain, the little engine saying to himself, I thought I could. You see, this is where some of us are right now. We have that mountain in front of us. Some of us are having marital mountains. Some of us are having financial mountains. Some of us health mountains. Some of us are having mountains that's related to our jobs. All kind of mountains we have. And the only thing right now we can say is, I think I can. But you see, while the story of the little engine that could is not biblical, it's charming. It's encouraging. But it's not biblical. But you see, through Jesus Christ, there's a difference between us and that little train. See, because the little train was relying on its own strength, its own ability, its own personal desire to get to those kids on the other side. But you see, we rely on God. And that's the difference between us and the little train, is that the little train is saying, "I think I can," but through Jesus Christ in 2020, we are saying, "I know I can. I know I can," because he's got us. He will be there. His word says that he will never leave us or forsake us. He's got our back. But you have to have him. If you don't have him, then you're going to be just like the little train. "I think I can." And you'll be struggling. You may be successful. You may reach the top of the mountain. I don't know. If you do, great. But with God at your side and you focusing on him and your relationship with him, trusting in him, you can overcome each and every mountain that is placed before you, whether it's family, finance, health, marriage, job, whatever your personal choice is, whatever mountain, you can overcome them. But it starts with Jesus, not on our own strength. If you hook up with Jesus, you can climb the mountain in 2020. You can do it. When it's all over, you'll say, "I knew I could. I knew I could." Let me make this very practical for you. In the space written down below, there's three answers, three blanks. I want you to write down, what do you believe God wants you to do in 2020? It could be personal, professional, relating to your family, your health, your friends, your career, whatever you want. With Christ's help in 2020, I can. You fill in that blank. You see, we can really do all things in 2020 through Jesus Christ. But that's the only way we can do it. But you know, you don't have to wait for 2020. You could start today. You could start today by saying, you know what, God? I've made some good decisions in 2019, and I've made some bad decisions in 2019. Forgive me for the bad ones. Thank you for the good ones. But you don't have to wait to 2020. As Lucito said earlier today, today is the day. You can start today. You can start today and go to God in prayer and see what His plans are for you in 2020.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.